Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, The Price of Earthly Power.
The reading is from the 12th chapter of Matthew. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he healed them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, and in his name the Gentiles will hope. This is the good news of the gospel. Can you imagine what it would feel like if you knew a group of powerful men, note, no women, were plotting to assassinate you? That would most likely cause you to panic and try to find a place to hide. Jesus could go to another place, but he couldn't hide because the crowds were constantly around and begging him for healing. I suspect there was a moment when he longed to be alone. But knowing his mission from the Father, he continued to spend himself for those in need. It would not be long before he would have to face these powerful men again on their own turf in Jerusalem. Consider how corrupt these religious men had become, that imprisonment was not enough. They had to silence him by execution, and they did. I picture them, after the crucifixion, having a huge celebratory dinner. So the Sanhedrin won. But we need to look at the prophetic words of Isaiah. He will not contend or cry out. A bruised reed he will not break. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. The Jewish leaders put him to death. Not long after Pentecost, the Gentile Roman leaders began to persecute and execute the followers of Jesus because their power was perceived as threatened by these new radical ideas. So the emperor won. And here we are in 2021, experiencing the institutional church trying to stop the laity from speaking out. And we have the rise of totalitarian governments killing and or imprisoning dissidents, rivals, journalists, protesters, and the list goes on. And here in the United States, we are losing our right to vote. This is the price of earthly power. As Baron Acton said, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And Thomas Jefferson wrote in the preamble of the Declaration, all men and women are created equal. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit continue to be in charge despite our sinfulness.